Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 o'clock, straight up on Valentine's Day. Live Imaging Tuesday is on with Travis and Sliwa. Welcome back, Slee.
What is going on?
Oh, give me the yeah, Travis. Do you have the voice for it today?
I really don't think I should.
Save it.
I really don't think I should. I think I need to pick my spots more judiciously.
Yeah. I mean, you sound...
Yeah is not the way to go.
You sound better than yesterday.
I am sounding a lot better today.
Producer Emily, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Was Travis's performance yesterday not leaning towards insubordination?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I
Why do you look like you're crying?
I'm not crying. I'm pissed. There's a difference between crying and pissed.
Well, pissed. Now he's as happy as can be right
well,
now.
Right, you're right about
I don't
that.
I don't get to get underneath that large cover you got very often.
There are a few things that I am particularly protective of.
Conserve your voice, Trav. We got 3 hours. Unless you're going to like bring
don't
in
go that deep right now.
Look, unless you're going to call Sedano to jump in again.
If you want me to step out, I can. If you feel like the voice isn't good enough.
Just heads up. It's 10:01.
Pace yourself. I'm fired up. No. We come in here and the first thing out of his mouth is my the fact that I came at all feeling the way that I did, sounding the
way
that I did.
Oh, you did as a favor yesterday.
Not doing you a favor. I took my responsibility professionally and came in and did my job.
That was the Super Bowl party that I chose not
terrific.
To go to.
Do you know what reminds me?
Terrific.
Because I needed rest.
I had a great time.
Did you?
Yes. I had a great time.
You didn't go?
No, because you know what? I realized Super Bowl is on a Sunday.
Yep.
I got to be up at 4 a.m.
I didn't have to be up at 4 a.m.
I may, you know, in these situations like to, you know.
Sure. Have a good time.
Have a good time. And that's going to affect my voice, especially when it's colder and the allergies. So I said, you know what? Would have loved to be there. But I'm not going to take Monday off.
Okay, I will say this.
I didn't take Monday off either. I was, Emily, on Friday, did I sound good at the end of the show on Friday?
You were losing it on Friday.
Thank you. So, it had nothing to do with
listen,
Sunday.
Listen.
Did you drink Friday morning?
Did it start? No.
What did you do Saturday?
What did I do on Saturday?
You posted on Instagram. You went to the baseball.
I went to Michael's baseball game.
So rest up. I mean, resting.
Yeah.
Resting.
Went to the baseball game, watched, then Susan and I went and had lunch, and then I went out to dinner with friends.
Oh, well, big Saturday, resting up that voice. Yeah. So walk me
what
through.
What do you think I'm doing at dinner? Singing songs, doing karaoke? You think I'm out there singing Sweet Caroline in the middle of the night with a bunch of martinis in
That'd
me?
That'd be awesome if you did.
Did you have any martinis on Saturday?
None of your business.
Oh, okay. By the way,
the perfect number is two, by the way.
It was two.
I attempted.
You're good.
There's certain cocktails in life that you shouldn't try to make at home because it's very costly and it's never the same. I tried to make a martini the other night, a dirty martini, because I was bored and I was like, I kind of taste one and I don't want to go out.
Didn't happen.
A, it cost me like $50 by the time you get everything. And then you make one and you're like, well, this doesn't taste anything like that steakhouse or something. And I realized that's a bad move.
I'll make you a video. I'll make you a tutorial. Okay. They're very easy to
make. Can you wait till your voice gets better?
My voice is better. It's not fine, but it's better. Well, and then you come in here and aggravate me right out of the shoot.
And what am I supposed to do? I always come in here and I usually aggravate Sleep.
At the end yesterday.
Well, today I'm the one that's aggravated.
What was it like compared to right now? What was it like at the end yesterday?
I could barely talk yesterday.
It was yesterday during Super Crosstalk. I don't know why he was still in here because Sedano jumped
Sedano
in.
Sedano and Mason left me hanging. They left me hanging
and
out to dry.
Everybody stops talking, waiting for the driver. That's what we call it in radio, the driver, to talk. And it's Travis going, so, guys, what'd you think of your radio commercial? What's the first commercial?
During the break, during your imaging, as a matter of fact, when we throw it a Super Crosstalk.
Yes.
I said
it's a stager.
It's a stager. It's not an instigator. What was the other one?
Igniter. That was last week.
Okay, not an igniter, a stager. I said to Sedano and to Mace, I'm like, hey, you guys want to help me out here? I would be much appreciated. They both looked at me like, no, we're not doing that. So they left me hanging.
Yeah, no problem. And then right when it started, like, go ahead.
You're the driver. Go ahead and knock this out.
Well, Chris, speaking of the tutorial video that Travis said he's going to send you about your martini, he actually might not be great at his tutorial videos anymore because he clearly left some beer left in that
Yeah, what happened with that?
Nothing.
You have a brand. You're a chugger.
There's a lot left. There's a lot left.
Yeah, you just if you want me to never talk to you again, you can keep doing this. That's fine too.
By the way, I also want to salute, and we could play it again later on. We don't because it just played. I think Producer Emily's performance on the Looky promo.
Oh, she was good.
It's good.
She killed it.
Thanks, guys.
Right when I heard it, I was like, well, I'm off there.
Fine.
That's over.
Great. You can officially have
do it every day.
The tease. It's all yours.
Structured. It's a Looky.
The igniting Looky stager. You can have that. Yes.
I could see her like having copy points.
She workshopped it. She had a little,
when I'm the one editing it, it does sound better.
It probably does sound better.
Oh,
no, right?
It came in right at perfect time. I just dropped it right in. It was beautiful.
It's all yours. You can officially have that.
Okay, great. Thanks.
No, Taylor. Travis.
Yes.
Producer Taylor. We want to have a nice show today. It's
Valentine's
Day.
Well, you got off on the wrong show, the wrong shoe.
I brought in chocolates.
Wrong foot.
Do you want some chocolates?
No, thank you, Chris.
Do you want the Love Box collection?
Those look a little
cards?
Better. Those that looks like not the best box of chocolates I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I brought in props.
Where's the
not
C's?
Gifts.
Where's the C's?
I don't have a C's next
CVS?
To my
house. Those are too expensive.
This was from the
C's
99 cent store, which they got a great selection of our friends at the 99 cent store.
That
don't
whole
open
box
it. It's
is 99 cents?
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been $2.
Creamy caramels, smooth creams, and cocoa truffles covered in rich milk and dark chocolate.
That's
sounds pretty good.
I don't like dark chocolate, though.
Oh, I do. Yeah, orange cream.
You and Sedano love dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's
orange
the,
cream
it's
with
the adult
chocolate.
Chocolate.
When you're done with all this, can I use some of these for a little bit later?
For ladies, like,
you forget to hit the store last night. Emily said we were talking about Valentine's Day today, and she's like, so is it a big deal? Both Susan and I, we got up early this morning, we had a cup of coffee, the whole thing. Neither one of us wished each other happy Valentine's Day. I don't think either one of us knew until about 9:30 when she texted me. She's like, oh, sorry, forgot to wish you happy Valentine's Day today.
So she's not going to give you heat for, I mean, it's the worst night to try to go out for dinner.
You're on camera, by the way. Remember, we're streaming live on YouTube at ESPN Los Angeles. So people saw you
cough.
So why don't you have a cough drop?
I did just finish a card. I don't. You're really starting to get under my skin. We've been on the air for 6.5 minutes today, and I'm basically done.
To go.
I have a bag. I've eaten half the bag. I feel like I ate a bag of sugar.
We have
I'm
3 hours
with
and
my
5 minutes
left. You gotta get the sugar-free ones.
These are not sugar-free, I don't think. These are. There's 80 drops in this bag, and I think I've had 60 of them today.
In all the shows we've done together, I have not got you that upset in the 5 minutes that he got you upset.
Passion and energy, my
friend. That is an art.
I know how to that push
the art. He knows how to really annoy the you-know-what out of somebody. Just come in and push on that thing that he knows is going to get a reaction, and then push on it again and again and again.
In the Good Karma Brands world, we call it a disruptor.
You are an excellent
disruptor. They gave out
disrupted.
An award for best disruptor. I did not win it.
Oh, who won it?
Mark Cates was actually nominated, but... somebody else from one of the other markets.
You were robbed. I don't know who won it, but you were robbed.
Well, you feel just like us, where you don't win anything, we don't win anything. It's great.
He has a Mandy, don't see? He's got one.
I wasn't even going to bring that up today. Hey, Travis and Sliwa on Valentine's Day.
Great to see you, Chris.
I am excited to be here on a special holiday where hopefully, we're going to play some good jams. I always, producer Taylor's always got me covered with some, some Valentine's Day music.
Some T-Swizzle?
Does she have any? Does she? What was?
She has an entire album called Lover.
Yeah, but she's really angry in that one, isn't she? Or
no,
she not?
She's not.
She mad at her lover, or she?
She talks about love.
Okay, well,
her song Lover.
I'm not even gonna go down that rabbit hole. So we're gonna play one coming up. Taylor Swift coming up. All right, Travis and Sliwa, right now.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Your voice cracked a little bit there.
I'm fine, Emily. You stay out of it, too. I do not need any help. My voice is better today. Thank you. Alan, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's very nice to see you.
Good
it's
morning.
Nice to have you back.
Good morning, sir.
Nice to see you today.
Good morning.
What
he came at
here?
You. I mean, it was
what
like...
What am I doing? And I'm not going to stand for it.
16 seconds in.
He came after
your throat. That's what he came for.
Yesterday, like Emily vouched for me, on Friday, towards the end of the show, I was getting hoarse. I think it was a combination of a variety of different things. And then the weekend happened. Just going to leave it at that. The weekend, Super Bowl Sunday happened. Had
probably
a really nice
weekend.
Time. But this had happened long before. And then yesterday, I knew that you were not going to be here.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, I need to go do this. It's the day after the Super Bowl. We need to make sure that we do a show. I came in here and gave what I would deem a heroic performance.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the equivalent of Willis Reed on one leg.
Sure.
It's Bob Gibson pitching in the World Series with a broken leg.
It's a flu game.
And I get attacked.
Michael Jordan's flu game.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's,
but did you hit a home run?
I got to the end of the show, and this scenario, that is a home run. Maybe not a home run. I got a single through the infield.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got us to the end of the game.
I got on base. I got in the game. Absolutely.
You got a single through the infield, but you took so long getting a first. And they threw you out. They threw you out.
Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
Thank you, Taylor. My voice is already starting to go because I was very left here today.
Calm, brief, cool, and collective.
Brief chat with Amanda. She helped me out with something, and I left. Went home, texted Susan, said, hey, I'm just going to chill out. I'm not going to talk a whole bunch this afternoon. Just, you know, it's all good. My voice doesn't sound great. Really didn't say much yesterday afternoon, a little bit here and there. This morning, really didn't say much this morning. Emily and I, when we were having our meeting,
you just nodded.
Would you say that I was...
Yeah, you said the minimum amount, and not a bad way.
Right. I was just making sure, and then he comes in here and he pokes me. Just, I'm not... I'm easy to provoke in certain ways.
I was going to say, it's a little bit on you that you led him.
I know.
You know?
You're not
it's
wrong.
Like, it's like... remember Kyrie last week where we played the clip of him saying that he was upset at Brooklyn and that they disrespected him and you lost it? And I'm like, why are you letting Kyrie get to you?
Fair.
You let Kyrie get to you.
Fair.
He walked in with one intention. I'm going after the jugular. And you allowed him to go after the jugular.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Speaking of Kyrie, there's a piece in New York Magazine that showed up in my newsfeed last night. If you are into the reading about why Kyrie is the way he is, not a bad read. Not a bad read. I'll send it to you. I sent it to some buddies last night.
Did it change your outlook?
Oh, no. Reinforced my outlook. Mm. If I had a pseudonym, it would have been whatever the name of the guy that wrote that piece was.
I thought the only thing that you were going to say was, hey, no, it's a little bit different of a perspective because of this, because of that. So
no, it's not a different... It's more of a explanation as to how we've gotten to where we are. Mm. How we've gotten from... who he was as a Cav to a Celtic to a Net to now a Dallas Maverick and all the incarnations in between. It's a pretty good read. Pretty good read if you like to read about people coming unhinged. It's just
figuring it out as
fascinating.
It goes.
Yeah.
Slee, are you going to take Lady Slee out to dinner? Did you decide to do a reservation? Are you going to try to cook inside? Are you going to do a steak? Like, what's your plans for tonight for you and Lady Slee?
You know, I'm going to have to cop out on this one. A little kind of hectic couple of days. I'm just going to have to wait closer towards the weekend because I do not.
I think she's fine with that. You know?
Even if it was different, I would not go. I've just kind of learned this. You can't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day. You just can't. It's not a good idea to go out on Valentine's Day. So you just kind of plan it a couple days before or a couple days after. Do not go out the day of Valentine's Day. I'll tell a quick story. One time I went to a really nice steakhouse. Take her. It's Valentine's Day. It's on Valentine's Day. I kind of knew this already. Bro, they were opening up like rooms that they were putting tables in areas that it was the worst experience. And it's not their fault. It's just everybody's coming on Valentine's Day. You're not going to get a good experience, good romantic experience on Valentine's Day. You got to do it either before, you got to do it after. It's not the day to do it.
Or you could plan ahead. That's the other thing. You can get a nice table in a good restaurant if you don't call on February 12th or 13th.
So even if I call 2 weeks ahead of time, that restaurant's not going to be the way they
serve. Not 2 weeks, but if you called a month before and said, hey, I need a 7 o'clock and I'd like this table, they'll give it to you.
You'll get the
table.
Because
the date doesn't change.
No, that's not the problem. You'll get the table. That's fine. I know you're going to get other people that maybe they call them later. The table is not going to be the problem. It's just going to be the service. They got more people on Valentine's Day than probably any other, at least some of these nice restaurants, whatever the case is. It's not going to be the best experience. You're not going to get a good experience when everybody's there on Valentine's
Day. Some of us just believe in love, Al, and some of us are just pragmatists.
You should do pad thai, Slee.
Yeah, I want her to enjoy Valentine's Day. I want her to...
Homemade pad thai at the Sleewas?
If I do that, and I'm the one that's actually cooking it, it's probably going to be a little bit rough.
Oh, speaking of, we need to reschedule my friend Jet Tila. We're going to have him come on and give you a little pad thai primer. He, of course, is...
I'll help him out.
Yeah, good. He probably needs your advice.
All I know now is you need more lime. That's
lime's good.
Yeah, lime is...
Have you ever eaten something that's got too much lime?
No.
Never.
Yes.
Never. Yeah, you're out.
No.
You don't like citrus and lemons and grapefruits and you're out.
Chipotle's chips, too much lime. Too much lime, too much salt.
Your first reference can't be a fast food chip.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's even.
No.
A scenario.
No.
And I said, this is the scenario.
Real food, not fast food.
Okay. Well, then I don't know.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
Chipotle is the, what do they call that? So it's not fast food?
Oh, it's fast food.
What is it? Fast, there's a term for it.
It's owned by McDonald's as fast food.
Right.
But it's like a fast dining.
It's
fast
fine.
Dining,
it's fine. Like I like it, but it's not the jump. Yeah, it's It's the next step after real Mexican food. Yeah. Does
yes,
that make sense?
But you can't have too much lime.
I tuck my shirt in when I go to Chipotle. This is the real stuff.
Make sure that you got it. Lakers lose again last night. AD has another rough night last night. They can't defend anybody last night.
No.
Stop me if you've heard this before. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're so far. Use this mic. Come
here. No, this is mine.
It's got to be in the shot, Slee.
Yeah, it's got to be in the shot. The one shot, the A shot, the B shot, the C shot. Is this a Taylor Swift Valentine's Day song?
This is Lover.
This is Lover.
Let me hear it for a second.
You got to the point where she stopped singing, but...
Oh, okay, well, I'll
it's
keep talking.
It's my favorite part.
Let me... Oh, Slee!
Ah, got her.
That was... That's going to cause... I mean,
she's going to lose it. Twitter's going to lose it. I have nobody on Twitter that probably has any idea. No, actually, it's not true.
Now she's singing and you're talking.
Go back to the other part. Not a bad song.
Is this the song where she's mad at her boyfriend?
No, that's the other 40.
It's okay. I don't even have the energy to fight.
It's the one where somebody did her dirty and she's getting in her feelings about it.
That's why I listen to on my drive.
It's probably not her fault if it happens over and over again. I'm sure it's everybody else's fault.
She probably contributes. She is not.
Look, you started this.
It took me about 5 years in therapy to realize it was all my fault, but it took her 15 years and that last album was, hey, it's mine, it's me.
After post game show, I just listen to this. Just the Laker ride home.
Yeah, you're just in
six
the loving
games
mood.
Below 500.
24 to go.
Just like this.
Did you miss doing the post game show last night?
Of course I did.
After you saw the game in the final, were you like, gosh, I wish I was doing 2 hours of post right now?
You'd be surprised. That stuff.
I wish I was going to Anthony Davis at the
win
podium.
Win by 20 or lose by 20.
Doesn't make a difference?
Well, it makes a difference because just the energy of it, but you're either... You're going to talk pissed off about them, or you're going to give them some praise. One of the two are going to happen.
Did you see our buddy Jonathan Watson on Twitter posted? I don't know if it's true or not, but Anthony Davis removed his Instagram last night.
Emily, that is confirmed?
Yes. I tried to look him up this morning. So, you know, you can see people that tagged at Ant Davis 23 and, you know, or is it 32 or 23?
23.
So you click on it, and it goes to a page that says no posts, and it's black, all that good stuff. So you can't even search him up. So you have to actively choose to deactivate your account. It doesn't just happen to you. It just, you go in, you can deactivate your account. Someone in his team actively chose to do that.
Or he was banned, maybe.
That is the most Anthony Davis thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't even know what it means.
It means he doesn't want people criticizing him on his Instagram feed. It means why is that four games in a row where you've been nowhere? Why can't you help us win some games? Whatever the criticisms might be, that is, I don't want to listen to somebody type something crummy at me, so I'm going to delete it.
Why are you saying it? He just took out his
Instagram.
Instagram
really isn't that platform.
Why else would he do it?
I don't know, but... That's really not. I mean, yes, you can read comments, but you're not. It's not like Twitter where it's that's.
No, I get that, but what other explanation would there be for deleting it?
I don't know, but my goal today is to get Travis to dump his Instagram and his Twitter.
I'm an influencer. I can't dump my Instagram. I've got stuff up all the time that I need people to see.
You need to post a story about Susan. You know, it'd be a big lovey-dovey Valentine's Day post for her.
She'd think I was doing something I was not supposed to be doing if I had that. That would be
she'd probably
tremendously
say,
out of character. Yeah. What are you, all right? Is everything, you being held hostage? Is this a
I'm calling a family meeting.
Exactly.
All right, Travis and Sliwa on a Valentine's Day continues now.
Thank you, Chris. You did not do post last night?
No post. No I didn't post. Do that. I didn't do the game yesterday.
Yeah. So, Al, look, here are the numbers before we get into the why. Here's the what.
Yeah.
24 games left.
Yep. Dame just hit another three.
You got a pretty good night. 30 at the half. I mean, it's I watched the game last night, and they go to half, and he hit that one right before the end of the first quarter. And the second quarter, yep. He was up on fire.
First quarter, it's a 37-foot fadeaway.
Bomb. Just a bomb. So he hits the one before the end of the half, and I'm like, damn. And Susan said, what's going on? I'm like, Dame's going off. And she's like, huh? I said, he's got 30 points. She's like, yeah. I said, at the half. And she's like, oh. Like, even like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. So he was great. 24 games left. 2.5 back of the 10th spot. Yeah. By the way, the two teams directly ahead of them both beat them in the last week.
Yeah. They're a little further up. Pelicans beat them too.
They are 4.5 out of the 6th spot, which, you know, when they made these deals, you were thinking, hey, maybe they can skip this play-in thing altogether. LeBron James has not played since he broke the record.
Yep.
He may or may not play tomorrow. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Got the All-Star break, so some time. So maybe it's, look, we're going to, with the games he's missed plus the All-Star break, could have basically 2 weeks without having to push it the way that he's going to have to push it if they're going to get into it. And they keep, I said it yesterday, you weren't here, Monday morning, here we are, 13th place. Another week went by. You're exactly where you were the week before and the week before and the week before. I understand the math that we're this close to that spot. Guys, there's just no time left. You're going to have to start moving up at some point, and they're not.
So that math actually is more, it's even more frustrating because, and I'm not, let's really think about this. When we were in, let's say, mid-December, I think the Lakers had to have been 10th, 11th, or 12th.
Sure.
Mid-January, 100% they 13th. Were 12th or 13th.
Yeah.
Okay? And here we are now closing in on mid-February. They're going to be 13th by the time we get to tomorrow and by the time they get to the All-Star break. So, at best, the Lakers are going to be 5 games below 500 after tomorrow going into the break. They could be 7 games. Pelicans already beat them. All right, well, let's just say it's 5. That means over the final 23 games of the season, they'd have to go 14-9 just to be 500. So here's a team that's currently 5 games below 500. You have a number of new pieces that you brought in, which I think is interesting, right? It looks more like a team. At least it looks like, hey, that guy has a specific role. That guy has a specific role. Russ not being there, I think, is a good thing. Bron, you mentioned, missed 3 games in a row. Bron's not missing games in the 13th spot because he thinks the team's in a great position.
And he's there's plenty of time to go.
He's missing games because he probably literally can't go. That if I'm going to be in for this final stretch, I have to miss critical games against teams that are right in front of the Lakers. Yep. He has to miss those games.
Yep.
AD, you call AD any way you want, but you know, I think there's a... You're not walking away from these games saying, watch out for Anthony Davis on a night-in-night-out basis. That really hasn't been the case since he came back.
Right.
How do they get in?
They get in.
Are you just now just depending on... They've been depending on other teams losing for about 2.5 months, and they haven't moved.
It hasn't changed.
So why is that going to change in the final...
Nothing that we were hoping to be true is true. We were hoping that Darvin Ham coming to this team with a defensive mindset, right? I know I've said this a million times, but when we got to interview him after his introduction, when we interviewed him during media day, I know that you've spoken to him on occasions other than those two. We're gonna give lots of effort. We're gonna play defense. Mm-hmm. Al, they're getting torched every night. I like at some point, are we just saying we're gonna try to win every game 135 to 132? Is that what we're doing now? Because that's really hard to do. And in the playoffs, you don't win games by outscoring people. You win games by getting a couple more stops than the other guy. That's how you win playoff games. They're not able to do it. Look, to your point, LeBron is, they say, oh, the images are fine. Okay, good. He hasn't played in 3 games. Mm-hmm. It can't be that great. He has to have some sense of discomfort or pain or whatever it is. Anthony Davis's performance, we keep saying, hey, if he's back and he's healthy and he plays well, he seems to get a little worse every time he goes out there. Last night got off to a nice start, and then poof, mm-hmm. He was nowhere all over again, to the tune of him disconnecting or deleting or whatever his Instagram account, which just if that's the move, it's just a weird thing for an adult to do. I'm sorry. This could be a old man yells at cloud moment for me. What do you, just don't look at it. If it's upsetting you, don't look at it. Delete the app from your phone, but I'm going to run from, what the hell are we doing? Play better. Win.
Yeah, if you don't get, like, if you delete
keep
the app
this up,
the phone,
I will delete mine.
Delete the app from your phone. You don't get the notifications. You can honestly turn off the notifications. You can even do things where, like,
okay,
on
but
your
can
Instagram
I just
you
say,
don't see things. I'm saying.
I know most people look at this. I don't know how to look at those. When somebody says, hey, I get it when they take off the team that they play for, that's and you're a free agent, that to me is interesting because you're saying, I don't know, are you going to sign the team or you're not? I don't know what to make of somebody. Like, I don't look at that. When I saw the notes, I think I saw it from M. I don't think I saw it prior. I didn't really make anything of it. Like, I don't know what to make of somebody that deactivates their account.
Give me a scenario that you would go, oh, okay, no big deal. Paint me that picture.
Maybe because I just don't care enough that I don't.
But you would you go to, out of the would you go to your point? Would you go to the trouble to delete it, or would you just say I'm just not going to look at it or delete the app from your phone? Not just to disconnect your account.
Oh, no, I would take it off my phone.
Sure,
yeah,
that's
I would just
fine.
Take it off my phone.
That's fine.
Simple as
that's
that.
Not
for
what
sure.
this is. That's not what this is. Anthony Davis deactivated his account.
I'm sorry, Emily, to cut you off, but it's a conscious decision to disengage from a platform that criticism can get directly to you.
Yes.
That's
and
what it is.
But hypothetically, Emily, let me just say that. Hypothetically, if you think, if let's just say that's the reason why you delete your Instagram is because I don't want to hear any of the noise, there's 90 other ways to hear the other noise.
Of course there is.
The noise is going to be there.
Of course there is. That's why this is so peculiar.
But that's why I kind of like hesitate on this. I could take off, now if you take every platform that you have and go to a blue, or a, what's it called, a BlackBerry, and just go to one of those phones and let's just start all over again, maybe, but you're still going to get all the criticism.
The problem with it, though, too, is it's so on brand for him. It's this, will he, won't he, is he playing enough, is he not playing enough, is he soft, is he tough, is he this, is he that, and all of these things just kind of default into the category of I don't know what to make of this guy, I don't know what to make of his want, I don't know what to make of his desire, his toughness, his availability, all of those things, they just, all the check marks keep landing in the other box. It's not like 50-50 or even 80-20. It's 100 of them over here.
Who cut you off worse, me or him?
Me.
It's definitely your turn now.
The reason why social media matters is because it matters to them. It matters to players. It's a voice for them where they don't have to go through the media. They don't have to speak to a reporter. They can do it themselves. And so that's why it's something. And Instagram is something that tends to be, they don't. While the athletes themselves might not always post things themselves, they use it a lot. Mm-hmm. Twitter, on the other hand, is something that, again, they can use a lot. But Anthony Davis, I'm looking, his most recent tweet was back in June. So, like, it might not be something that he goes on a lot because of this whole thing. But he might like Instagram and might go there often, which is why when you deactivate it, it's a bigger signal. And I haven't seen it before. And there are people that go and investigate this. And I always double check and make sure that it's actually real as far as this morning. But that's why it matters. It's because it matters to
them. I just want to know, Taylor, did Sabonis remove his account off Instagram? And when was his last post?
I don't know. I don't think he's soft like that.
And that's the answer.
There we are.
And that's it.
Was that necessary?
Yes,
that
was it was. Necessary. It's accurate.
You were just
it's
throw
right.
Something my way and say, "Al, I haven't looked."
No, you're trying to dismiss this, and I understand it. But there's some meat on that bone. Mm-hmm. There really is. There's meat on the what the hell is going on with that guy bone. There's meat on the why is it so difficult for him to be as good as he can be, right? Because no one's questioning his ability. No one. But it's this, there's another one. That's a clunker. There's another one. How often does Giannis or Jokic or
you don't
Luka
even have to
or,
go there.
Or all this guys just give you, even a player like D'Angelo Russell kind of has that range where he's in it. You're going to get what you're going to get more often than not. He's got these peaks and valleys, and lately more valleys than peaks.
Yeah.
But it's so frustrating because the whole thing runs through him. There is no, here's why it is the way it is. We're all left to guess. We're left to interpret things like deactivating Instagram. Of course we're going to respond to it.
So you don't even have to go point out other players. It just kind of also reaffirms, and I think this is just where the Lakers are, your 38-year-old player is still by far your best player.
And you've played him so many minutes that his foot is jacked up.
Do you know what LeBron James can do? Bron can, on his own, go win you a game here and there. Okay, I'm not telling you it's ideal. I'm not saying that. But he can. Anthony Davis, without LeBron James, it's almost just takes you back to the Pelicans days. And I know that was years ago. Yeah, that team's going to be well below 500. They're going to be somewhere around there. Last night, if it was one of those games where AD hypothetically is, we're playing the Portland Trailblazers. They're a couple games in front of us. They're also below 500. They got Dame, but you know what? They're missing Jeremy Grant. They're missing Jeremy Grant and
Jurkic or Yusuf or Nursif.
Yusuf Nurkic. Yusuf Nurkic. You got one of them. One of those are there.
You knew who I meant. The guy with the beard.
but if AD in a game like last night was, fellas, jump on my back. I'm going to get us this W, and then we're going to go in with a chance to close it out. Again, I say this all hypothetical. Bron does that. Anthony Davis does not do that. AD, in games that Bron's not there, he might have some stats, some numbers. He had even the stat he had, what was it, the game that they beat before this one. Who they beat? Why am I forgetting who they bought or who they beat?
The Warriors.
They beat the Warriors, right? He didn't have a good stat line. He's at 5-19 from the fifth. 16 rebounds, 3 block shots. Bron is, in games like yesterday, Bron can win you a game. AD can't win that game. He just can't.
Damian Lillard won the game for him. Mm-hmm. He went bananas.
Thybul just hit another three.
Thybul was white hot, too. The whole thing was incredibly disappointing. All right. I'm looking at the clock. It's all screwed.
We're getting closer.
Hey, did you see coming up in about 10 minutes? That's coming up. I want to continue to talk about the Lakers. I want to continue to talk about what is the path? What does need to happen for them to get into this? And what's the goal if, in fact, they do? It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Valentine's Day, Live Imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. I'm a little taken back. We got breaking news in the studio here in the control room. So the night of LeBron last week, making history, last time he played, I made sure to get a t-shirt that they were giving out that night to put it up on the wall with our collection of different accoutrements. And I look over and the t-shirt's not there today. Now, I didn't take it.
Nor did I.
So someone here...
Yep.
Decided that the t-shirt that I put up on the studio wall for us all to enjoy, for it to be a prop, is no longer here.
So a couple thoughts on that. It's probably a very valuable shirt because they only gave away $18,997.
And by the way, people coming out of that game, there were like, security was jumping at people.
Yep,
like, did you take two shirts? Where are you going?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's A, it's a very valuable shirt. B, I did not get one of those shirts. So I would look at me as a suspect. But I'm telling you, I didn't take it, so then you got to look somewhere else.
So you took it.
That sounded like a setup to somebody who took it. I think it's
Why
you.
Did you take the shirt?
Let's get a polygraph in here.
I wish I took it.
Why would you take the shirt?
Why
didn't you get one at the game? You were at the game. Doesn't everybody get one?
Well, the Heat left before.
No. When they were giving it away when I was leaving.
They didn't check tickets. It's just you didn't leave. You left before the end of the game.
Do you want me to tell my story or do you want to tell my
story? No, because now I think you're guilty. So,
no, I get you walked out. They offered you one. You declined.
No, they wanted to see a physical ticket. And so I'm wearing my media credential.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you leave with everybody else, like I did at the end of the game, they weren't don't have asking time. For tickets.
So. Oh, I definitely left early because I'm coming post game. Well, so I was like, they saw me from a mile away. They're like, he has a credential.
He doesn't get
do
one.
Not give one. I'm like, please.
Should have taken your suit jacket off.
Please, guys.
No, I'm just here. Left threw my ticket in the trash. Nobody has a ticket anymore. It's all on your phone, right?
Yeah. Tommy, same situation. Got a shirt, no problem.
Without a ticket.
Had a laptop too. I had a laptop.
But he left at the end of the game with us.
I think you did it.
I think I did it too.
I also want to get back. You're trying to throw me off. I want to get back to the fact that somebody stole the T-shirt.
All right, if you had to guess of anybody in here, let's exclude
it's
me.
It's definitely
for a
on the fun and games department. You
yes.
trust those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I, by the way, I'm with you on that.
They got
looked
sticky
at
fingers.
It. They said
sticky.
To themselves, can
oh, Chris
you believe?
Chris will never notice.
Cody.
No, I think it's Parker. I think Parker would take it.
The problem with Parker is I think
Josh,
he would wear it, too.
Parker would actually wear it.
Well, if Josh took it, he sold it already on eBay.
Just, I mean, could be anybody. Could be anybody.
Well,
could
I'm
be
not
going to
let this go today. I thought today was going to be about your voice yesterday and the insubordination you performed.
Stop.
But now I've got a new bit.
What's the other T-shirt on the wall, though? There's a gray one with blue lettering.
So that one I put up last week
it's
with Pizza
Hanes
Hut.
It's a T-shirt.
No, hold on. Stop.
Just double ply.
Literally an undershirt.
That's all it is. So it's the white T-shirt, crew neck. What is that one?
This one, our friends from Pizza Hut brought it last week.
Legalized marijuana. Ooh,
that's
pretty
good.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That.
You want that one, too? Well, this is a medium, so Lady Sleeve probably would have to wear it.
Let me...
Although, can you squeeze into a medium sleeve?
Let me take a look at that one.
You might be able to make that work.
No, mediums. Yeah, mediums.
As long as you don't go into your bodybuilding phase like I had a dream about, you should be able to wear that medium.
See that for a second? Right, but you got to put it up, the legalized...
It was up. So that shows me that somebody took the other one, knocked that one down, and then just threw it on the hook.
And then ran out of the studio. Just
so the real thing will be is if now that you've noticed, if it reappears in a day or two, where somebody just, oh, it's over here in the corner. It just must got to moved over here. It's fine. It's right where it's always been.
You want a bounty for it?
That's jacked up. Somebody took that.
Yeah, I know. Travis at Slee continues now.
Thank you, Chris. Slee, the Lakers are...
in a great spot.
Better than they were. This is what on paper, I think they're better than they were a week ago.
Yeah.
The results are not, with obvious reasons why. LeBron's not playing. It's going to take some time. Blah, 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 blah.
I think only played two games now since these guys.
And I think even under the best of circumstances, it's going to take 4 or 5 games to get everybody. And that's under the best of circumstances.
Agreed.
It's probably going to take longer than that. Problem is, there's no time.
I don't have time.
Let's say... you sneak in. You get to the 9-10. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even get to the 7-8. Who are they going to beat with what they have? And I know the argument, hey, listen, they played the Celtics, who are the best team in the NBA, really tight twice. True. They beat Milwaukee. They beat Denver a couple of times this year. Yeah. I get it. They have a handful of nice wins, but they also have a couple of handfuls of terrible losses. What they're really not good at is stacking games together.
Yeah.
Linking games together. Having one night and then, you know what? A little bit better the next night. You know what? A little bit better the night after this.
Last night was a good opportunity for that.
A great opportunity. Mm-hmm. So even if they get in, what is the end game for this? Can they beat somebody? I don't see them beating anybody 4 times in 7 games playing like this.
So
you can't give up that many points.
I don't think you can. A team that's 6 games below 500, whatever they are, it's impossible to have a real conversation and say, well, no, I think if they get in, they can take out Memphis, just using the team.
Sure.
Oh, no. They'll have a really tough series against the Denver Nuggets or whatever the case is. I can't look that far. I cannot, because I'm looking at a team that you just want. If they get the number 10 spot, let's use as an example. Let's say they're number 10, okay? The Warriors are number 9. So that means you got to go to San Francisco.
Yep.
Let's say Steph Curry is there. You're assuming that Steph is there.
Let's assume everybody's at their full speed.
Everybody's at their best.
On both sides.
That means you have to beat the Golden State Warriors in a 1-game playoff. If you beat the Golden State Warriors, now you're playing the winner of the Pelicans or the Timberwolves, much more reasonable if it's one of those teams. But you're basically going to have to win 2 in a row just to get in. You got Denver waiting for you. Okay, so to answer your question, it's tough to look at them. I think all this, you look at it in steps. Right now, they're only trying to get to the play-in tournament. That's it. And I can't really look past that because they haven't given me a reason to look past that. Now, if you're a team like the Clippers, you're saying, hey, let's just stay top 6. Let's avoid the play-in. That conversation's different. If you're the Warriors, that conversation's different. When you're 13th in the West, all you can really look at, so when you say, can they go beat a team in 7? Well, I think it's more likely now that they never even get that opportunity. So it's really difficult for me to talk about.
You don't think they get out of the play-in?
I don't know. I can't
tell
you if they're going to
get into
the
play-in.
And by the way, the most discouraging thing about that, Utah before the season started, they just went and got 38 picks between Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. The goal was not to make the play-in for them.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, the goal I don't think was to make the play-in for them. You got teams in front of you that didn't even look like that was their goal this year. So I can't talk about a seven-game set because I don't even know if they're going to get in the play-in. And if they get in that play-in or they're the number 10
spot. If you had to take a spot right now, the play-in, not the best of seven, but just in that four-team mini tournament, are they in it or not? As we sit here February 14th, are they in or are they out?
Are they in the 7 through 10 by the time the season's over?
Yes.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They just haven't given me a reason to give them. I'd say no.
Yeah.
They have not given – it's really difficult to give them a benefit of the doubt when every time – when 1 week goes by, you're either 1-2 or you're 2-2, and then it's the next week. And you're 1-2 or you're 2-2, and it's the next week. Why would I give them that benefit of the doubt?
And there's a little bit of
wrong.
Me too. I would love to see them in it. But
they got
to
show it.
There's a little bit of the baseball thing, right? Where it's not just how many are you back, how many teams do you have to jump over? Because for you to jump over three or four teams, that means all three of those teams or four of those teams need to go bad simultaneously. Because if just two of them play the same way that you're playing, you can't catch them. Yeah, but we only have to Yeah. I get it. You're only this many back, but you need all of them to come down. If even two of them stay where they are, you don't get in.
Well, and just to give a basis off what you just said, remember they started the season out 2-10? They were 8 games below 500.
Yeah.
We are 50-plus games into the season. They're 6 games below 500. So what has really changed? Right? Like, think about that. You were 2-10, and then all of a sudden you won 8. You went, I think they won 8 of 10, something like that. They went on a lot of run. And they started getting closer to 500. They're still 6 games below 500, and we're 56 games in whatever we are.
That run came at the end of December and the very early part of January. Mm-hmm. Since then, it's been right back to what it's been. Win one, lose two. Win two, lose three.
So to answer that, they've lost to the Blazers. They've lost to the Thunder. They've lost to the Pelicans all within the last week and a half.
All the teams you're chasing.
Why should I give them the benefit of the doubt?
So until
they kind of shift our mind on this.
Hey, did you see? Coming up next, it's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. I did like the Sabonis shade just out of nowhere where you fired back, Taylor. That was good stuff. Put Chris and I on the list for Thursday night, please.
Coming through?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Look forward to seeing you.
Al, want to join us?
No pressure.
I don't think I can, but let me.
I got more coming up. Kay. I'm trying to do more solo shows.
We're going
to
be there?
I'm coming and bring my friends.
All right. There you go. We've got a cadre
the gang.
People coming to the
gang. Gang.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I can feel the love.
You got it. What's up?
All right. So we've talked a lot about red flags and relationships on the show, but Slee, what would you consider a restaurant's biggest red flag?
All right. I kind of keep an eye on this one. For me, it's does it look and feel clean? So that's kind of the thing that stands out most to me. Okay. I have some, maybe I'm too much of a hawk sometimes when I look at this stuff, but like if you have a mop
in the corner of the room?
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
I'm with you, man.
You know, it's kind of funny, too, where they have their... And I sympathize with restaurants, too, because I know they're just doing what they're trying to do, right? But at the same time, there's just things that are visual that stand out to me like no tomorrow. Like the mop thing that I'm talking about, you can't sit me next to the mop. Like
I don't even want to see it.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And I can't see, like, I can't smell bleach because you guys are cleaning.
What are you covering up?
I can't do that.
You don't want to go into a restaurant and have it smell like bleach. You want it to smell like food.
So all the other stuff which are important, the customer service, the this, that, all that stuff.
Yep.
But there's something about when I walk in and it's like, I don't know, it looks messy. There's food on the floor, this, that. That's a tough one for me.
That's the number one answer is the one that he said. A certain level of cleanliness, like you're saying, just their little stuff on the floor. Is the floor sticky? Like they're just weird things like that are like, no, I'm out. The other one that's a close second, if it's empty. Like especially if it's like if you go into a place.
What if I go at 3:30?
A little different. If you walk into a place at 6:30 at night, right? And I'm not even talking like Friday or Saturday night. If you go into a restaurant at 6:30 and there are 12 open tables, turn around and leave. That is the worst sign there is if the restaurant is empty on a lunch. 12:30, restaurant's empty, you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
I also have one if it's empty and you have no one at your hostess stand, not a sign either that says, like, please seat yourself, nothing. If you walk in, there's no one there, there's no sign to tell you anything there, and it doesn't seem like they're overwhelmed, I'm like, okay, well, then the service probably will match what I'm getting when I walk in the door.
What do you guys think about a big menu? Is that a red flag or a good thing?
It's a good one. I don't like a huge menu. You want to have, you ready for my menu takes?
Yeah.
You need to have three or four appetizers. They all need to be a little bit different. They can't be like three fried things in one thing. They need to be different. Your entrees, you need a chicken entree, a seafood entree, a beef entree, a vegetarian entree, and then maybe one or two other things. That's it, right? If you have 68, unless it's like a Jerry's Deli situation where, like Cheesecake Factory, for instance, that thing's like 12 pages long. Yeah. That means that none of it is going to be perfect. It's okay, but they don't do this thing really, specialize. Really well. Right?
Yeah, that's the only thing. If I know that I'm walking into a place and I know there's 16 pages and I have to stop at page 7 and keep my finger there because I got to go to page 9, okay, at least I already am aware of that. But what are you known for then? Right? So most of these restaurants, you want to go and say, hey, they're known for this. And I don't think you get that with a big menu. I'm not going to turn away, but it's not ideal.
And honestly, I look up the menu beforehand. So I don't even need to see the menu typically when I get to the place. I just kind of know what I want.
I don't do that. But the other one is, too, another red flag is...
What about the specials?
A waiter that doesn't have a recommendation. That's not a good thing. Like, hey, I'm trying to decide between these two things. Which one do you like better? Oh, they're both good. That's not good.
That's the worst answer, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you recommend? Oh,
everything's great.
Everything is so amazing. Really?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Great question. Great question.
How's the garden
not
salad?
A great question.
Amazing. Okay.
At the same time.
They cut the cucumbers just perfect.
How are the side fries?
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Okay.
We put salt on them.
Okay, guys. Next up, did you see the list of most popular grocery stores among millennials in 2022? Any guess of what's at the top?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is actually second behind 7-Eleven. Okay. I don't know if
who'd
that counts. Then we have Aldi, Kroger, Whole Foods.
Shopping cart in 7-Eleven.
So Aldi, Kroger, Whole Foods, and Publix also top the list. Trav, what's your favorite local grocery store and why?
Like chain grocery store?
Yeah, chain.
Yeah, Albertsons. Is that qualify?
Yeah.
No, it's because it's next to my house, and I know where everything is, and it's
and
good.
And they make sushi.
And they do make a nice little sushi. Look, it's not like Nobu, but it's pretty good. It does the job on a Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and you get a little peckish. Little Albertson sushi is a great way to go. It's quality. It's clean. And best of all, I know where everything is. I can walk in that store. You need to give me one. You need dried Chinese
blindfold,
mustard.
You come out, no problem.
I know exactly where the dried Chinese mustard is. Don't even need to think about it. I can walk right to it. That's the best part.
I wonder if Nobu would let you bring Albertson sushi. Yeah, no, I'm good. I just came for a drink.
Pop that plastic top off and did a little packet of soy sauce. Bar,
but you need soy sauce. Guys, I'm going to need some soy sauce. I've kind of gone... I don't want to say all over the place on this one, but my favorite grocery store, and it's kind of like no hesitation, Sprouts. I think Sprouts is amazing. I think Sprouts got ready food if you need it. It's got good, it's not too big where you feel like you're running all over the place. The color scheme is nice. Like everything, everything just seems fine.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I like Sprouts.
I like Sprouts too. I was going to say if that's a local like Southern California one, but my favorite from back home is either Harris Teeter. It's called. They have like a wine section where you can drink inside the store and like go around with your drink and like what that's
awesome.
Kind of fun.
I do like that.
And then
yeah, that's awesome.
Publix has really good subs. So Pub Subs, great, fantastic, and like. It's just something you
do
go into.
Do they have Publix here? Is that around?
It's like a Florida thing, isn't it?
Well, it's Southern.
Yeah.
Southern thing. And
crab
yeah.
legs?
Taylor only does, what was it, Erewhon? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Erewhon, where you get $18 for a smoothie.
Taylor only does that. Like, he doesn't go anywhere else.
I'm a TJ's guy. I like Vallarta, too, in the Valley when I lived there. All right, let's do one more. Did you see that 55% of couples said, I love you within the first 3 months of dating? So, Trav, what's the worst reply you can hear after telling someone that you love them?
Thank you. Thank you. That's the worst response. If someone declares their love for you and your response is to thank them for that heartfelt, emotional vulnerability, that's the worst thing ever.
Have you had that before?
No, look, I've had one girlfriend in my life. I've had one wife that we got very lucky with one another. So I have not had the Elizabeth Holmes did. If you read her text between her and Sonny Balwani when she said, "You are the wind beneath my wings, the desert breeze on blah 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 blah." Thank you. That's kind kind of a cold-hearted response right there.
Or they get your name wrong. That'd be bad.
That'd be bad, too.
I think only thing worse than that is if you don't get a thank you. What if they just, like, give you a high five, right? I love you. And then she's like, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome great.
Sauce.
You are amazing. Give me a high five. That wouldn't be good. Yeah. That wouldn't be good. Or if you get the hug and there's like a patting on the back. It's like,
oh,
yeah,
look,
that's not good.
That we've all been in that situation where that moment of, yeah, of potential affection, yeah, is very aggressively
on the back, like,
not met, right?
Side hug.
Where you're going in there to give somebody a nice, and they kind of go, eh.
Yep.
That's not a good
that's
day.
That's not good. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Another one that's bad is, oh, as a response to I love you, oh, or okay. And it's like, okay, period, or K, period.
That's incredibly
all
awkward.
Great.
But it's better than them saying that and not meaning it, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
You could say I love you back into like a question mark.
There
I love you too?
There is no response back to that other than I love you too that is leaving the other person with anything other than terror. Any response that isn't I love you too is, oh my gosh, what did I just do? Any other response
just
is a dead end.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What did you think of those unidentified objects?
What's going on that, by
shot
the way?
Shot those down.
We shot one
no,
down
I just
yesterday?
Said I love you.
Every day. I'm just going to shoot some down out of
today?
The sky. Not yet.
Okay, yeah.
It's only 10:58.
Early.
So we got some Adam Schefter news, and we can do it on the other side in the division.
In the division?
Yeah, in the division.
By the way, ESPN deeply disrespected my Rams today, Slee. I don't like that at all. It's coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.